This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What's your take on all this?
Watching this all weekend, I will say, first of all, everyone talks about what Comey did as being outrageous. This was a great, credible man with great integrity a week ago. So I don't really get that. What if there is something? We're not going to say it was so outrageous. The bottom line is, this all goes back to the server. Something she shouldn't have done. Something that was way more than a mistake. Way more. And this is a self-inflicted, massive wound. And I just kept thinking how I've been on my horse going after Republicans and the Republican Party. You nominated this guy. You nominated Donald Trump. How could you do that? When I'm thinking Democrats nominated someone who was under an FBI investigation for having a private server, among other things. So here we are.
Here's the deal on the warrant. Here's the deal on the warrant. They finally get the warrant to look at the emails. But here's the way these investigations work in real time. There's a group of FBI agents who have seen enough.
That's
of those
right.
Emails. They just
Let's
couldn't
not
go forward.
By the way, can we stop? Can I stop you there? I know we're way over. But I hear people this weekend, first of all, saying so much bad information, trying to spin wildly. For Hillary Clinton. There's a Yahoo report. Well, the FBI officials haven't seen any of the emails. They have no idea what's even in there. Well, Wolf, you know, they don't even know what's inside of there. Well, Tom, they have no idea. Let me tell you something. If you really believe that, then please come to 30 Rock and get on my multicolored unicorn at noon, and we will fly to Atlantis together. Listen, the FBI knows enough, Mike. You and I both know.
Is it perhaps that
they know enough?
Like the Democrats
said, we've got to get a warrant. Look at this.
Right.
We've got to get a warrant.
Yeah. And by the way, they usually do this. Oh, we better get a warrant. Let me see another one just to make sure. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Let's see another just to make. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We're all yoga.
We need to get a warrant.
Well, it's kind of funny, you know, that they mock Wolf Blitzer. You know, Scott, you and I were just talking about that. Between Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper. You know, it's just very, very difficult for them. As much as it was difficult for people on the other side with the first announcement, and I say on the other side, you know, those who are supporting Trump, when James Comey had laid out a case and you go, wow, he's going to indict her. Well, no, he's not going to indict her. So here it is, you know, several weeks down the road, the interior pressure, as we were talking about with Liz Peek, that was upon you know, the head of the FBI, James Comey, was not looking too well. If you believe on some of the reports, the background and, you know, kind of behind the doors reports coming out of the FBI, that there was some contention. There was some letters of resignation. People were really upset and disappointed in Comey. You know, before they would always say Comey was such a great guy and a man of integrity. Boy, these last several weeks since that announcement, you never heard that. Yeah, I mean, you know, you heard, or I shouldn't say that you never, but you heard less and less that he was a man of integrity. So all that was coming into question. But you have to imagine what kind of position, I mean, and I think, wow, how would you like that job? What kind of position that he had to be in, not wanting to be a part and to influence this election, to remain as apolitical as he could be. But he's got this interior pressure. And then, by the way, I mean, it really looks bad on the FBI that how could they ignore these computers out of the Wiener household? You know, Uma Abedin was, you know, part of the investigation, though she was not the key target. But still, you know, the things that you, you know, you even watch on TV, one of the first things they do is they go and they get a hold of all these information portals and laptops and everything to make sure that, you know, everything is good. And even Donald Trump kind of made mention of it. And so the fact that here, you know, many months later, they finally get it. And then they find over 600,000 emails that, you know, ask more questions. Oh, very, very interesting, even on Halloween 2016. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, it's an honor to have you along with us. Appreciate, by the way, the emails. Got several over the weekend. Appreciate you joining the team and the good cause and the good fight here to do whatever we can to play our critical role if we're going to get this country back on track, if the republic is going to be saved. You know, as people ask me all the time, they go, Bill, why do you care so much? And I say, well, it's not so much about me. It's my kids and my grandkids. You know, what are we going to turn over to them? What kind of America? I mean, here we are. We are hanging in the balance, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as many of the experts who've come on the show have declared to you, you know, whether it's Trevor Loudon and others who have investigated the inner workings, the mechanics, the machineries of our government, and it is amazing how much is hanging in the balance and how much we do not have control anymore. It's not a government of, for, and by we the people. And this is what we the people are speaking out about in much the same way as they did in Europe with Brexit. They said, enough of this stuff. It is about time that we deal with the reality, deal with truth, the heck with political correctness, so people get their, you know, their feelings hurt and there's boo-boos here and there. What are we in for? What's more important? The life, the future of this great country, or maybe just a couple of bruised feelings? You know, that's what's in the balance. Chris Govitz is with us right now. Interesting story here. And you love it when you have somebody who has given up so much to pursue truth. You talk about pursuing truth no matter where it leads. He posed as a Muslim convert and then as an intern with the Hamas Organization Council on American Islamic Relations. That is CARE. He did so in Virginia back in 07. He was then invited by Hamas CARE leaders to work at their headquarters office in Washington, D.C. The entire story can be found in the book Muslim Mafia, which is available via UTT online store. Chris is now the VP of Understanding the Threat. UTT is the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. Yes, you heard that right. It is in your area. Chris Govitz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you for coming on. The information that you have is firsthand. This isn't anecdotal. You went through the process in search of the truth. What did you find? What's the bottom line of your whole understanding in getting into the CARE and Hamas offices and to understand what their objective is?
So the bottom line on this, is, as I've testified in front of the U.S. Senate, is that Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas specifically, which is what CARE organization is no different than Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. They have the same goal, which is to establish an Islamic state under Sharia law. Mm-hmm. Now, my time there, one of the big things that we tell people when we lecture or we train law enforcement or we brief legislators is that the information that we provide is not our opinion. We either provide facts from evidence entered into the largest terrorism and financing Hamas trial in U.S. history, which is the Holy Land Foundation, or we teach from books that we have got out of Islamic centers and mosques throughout the country. So when people tell us, and anybody that speaks out on this issue is going to be called, is going to be called Islamophobic or hate speech, all we tell them is, what you're saying is that the books that we're teaching out of are hateful, and those books come right out of Islamic centers and mosques throughout the country.
Exactly. You know, Chris, so many people were shocked to view a video, and this was of four and five-year-olds, it was the kind of their graduation day, their graduation ceremony, and I'm sure you saw this video, and I've told people that I've spoken with about this video that, because they wonder, they go, why do the people in the Middle East, why do they hate us so much? Why do Muslims hate America so much? And I said, well, because I go, just look at this video and you've got to stop yourself and realize that this isn't an exception. This is something that has been going on for years. We have generations of children that have been indoctrinated to hate Jews and Christians, and this is their graduation ceremony. What do you think this 4- and 5-year-old looks like when they're 20 and 25 years old?
Yeah, look, they end up looking like jihadis. And what's really unfortunate is that one of the myths that we try to dispel is that these are radicals or extremists or fringe groups, groups like the Islamic State or groups like Al-Qaeda or the Muslim Brotherhood. Unfortunately, that's simply not the case. The facts don't back that up. What the facts back up is that these groups are teaching Sharia law, which comes right out of the Quran and the Sunnah. Mm-hmm. The Sunnah is the example of the Prophet Muhammad. So exactly. When they're teaching children to not take Jews and Christians for their friends, they are but friends of themselves, and that they are enemies of the Muslims. They're teaching that right out of the Quran. Mm-hmm. So when people say, well, what you're talking about seems a little radical or seems a little extreme, they're calling the Quran radical and extreme.
Exactly. Well, it is extreme, and they need to wake up to it. But in this political and correct environment that we've been in, we've blinded ourselves. You know, you have an administration, and dare I say, if you look deep into this administration, and maybe even not that deep, you realize that there is a large number of Muslims involved in the administration and in positions of power. Is it any wonder that they turn a blind eye to refugees that come from a Muslim-dominated area that we have no idea who they are? Even our security personnel say that we can't possibly vet them. I mean, and it just takes a little bit of reason and a couple of questions to appreciate what a difficult, if not impossible, job these people have to execute in terms of clearing, people that you don't know. You have no background information. It's not like you can go to some database and say, well, have these people, has there been violence in their life before? Where do they come from? What's their educational level? Nothing. You have only their word to go by, and then you have the influence of this government saying, look, you're being politically incorrect if you try to profile these people that they need to come, they need to be able to come to America without precondition. And then somehow we're told, Chris, on top of this, that there's a 3-year vetting process. Well, last time I checked, we only started hearing about the refugees from Syria coming, I think, in January, February. And we already have 10,000 refugees here. Well, what happened to the 3-year period of vetting?
Yeah, and let me tell you, just to layer even more bad news on top of what you just said, here's the impossible task that our government is tasked with when they talk about vetting refugees. Islamic law obliges, not allows, but obliges Muslims to lie in order, if the goal is obligatory, and jihad is obligatory in 100% of authoritative Islamic law. So what that means is, even if the government was asking the right questions, are you Sharia compliant, are you a jihadi, getting them on the record, to say yes or no, they're obliged to lie to us anyway.
Right, exactly. It's like trying to vet somebody running for judge in this country, to figure out where they're coming from. Our conversation continues with Chris Gobbis on the other side of the break. Stay with us. His book, The Muslim Mafia, on Bill Martinez Live.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can connect with all our affiliates there, listen to some old interviews. I say old, not that old, just previous ones. And I guess that's the way we refer to them. Previous interviews that are of interest, download them at your convenience, not to mention all our sponsors that support our pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And I appreciate and I'm grateful for their support. And I would say to you, if you can, any way, you know, if you can support them, that would be awesome. And tell them thank you for being on the team here with Bill Martinez Live. Chris Gobbets is with us, posed as a Muslim convert, then as an intern with Hamas Organization Council on American Islamic Relations, known as CARE, in Virginia in 2007. And Chris, you know, that whole process of, you know, posing as a Muslim convert, how did the idea come about? What kind of support did you have? And you know, the whole motivation behind this whole thing.
It was Air Force Office of Special Investigations, and towards the latter end of his career, he worked intelligence and counterintelligence. And after 9/11, he had already retired, but he decided to answer the call that they needed agents to go over to Iraq, and he went to the State Department and learned how to speak Arabic and was in the Iraq War in 03 and 04 after he had already retired. He came out of retirement to do this. Mm. When he came back from that war, he wanted to understand more about the enemy, jihadis.
Mm.
And so he came up with this project to essentially show what CARE was like behind closed doors, to create a documentary to show what they were like behind closed doors, because they come off as a civil rights group, and yet right. evidence entered into Holy Land Foundation shows that they're not only Muslim Brotherhood, they're actually the Palestinian branch, which is Hamas, a designated foreign terrorist organization. So that's how it happened. He just came back, started doing research, actually started going into mosques and studying what they were teaching. And what it quickly found out is that these jihadi groups are teaching right out of the Quran and the Sunnah and Sharia law. So that's how that started. He needed somebody he could trust. He asked me to do it, and I was glad to oblige.
Now, we may have missed you just at the early onset. You're saying the person that did this, again, repeat his name, because we may have lost it as we were trying to, you know, get connected here in the second segment.
Oh, okay. So the person that got me involved was my father, Dave Gobbets.
Okay. All right. So it was your father that that led the way. And then so off his information and what he's sharing to you, then you get involved yourself directly, right?
That's right. He had experience 20-plus years with Air Force Office of Special Investigations, and he worked intelligence and counterintelligence. So he had a lot of experience with this and just asked me to go in. So I actually went in. My first experience doing this was not inside of CARE. My first experience actually learning how to be a Muslim and how to come off as a Sharia-compliant Muslim was with the Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia. And for your listeners that aren't familiar with Dar al-Hijra, this is the mosque that had the Imam Anwar al-Awlaki there before I got there. Anwar al-Awlaki was the, according to NPR, the new moderate voice of Islam until one day he pops up in Yemen as an al-Qaeda leader.
Exactly.
So that was the mosque that I spent time with. Then I went into CARE in Maryland, Virginia, and later on into CARE National in Washington, D.C.
So this was a serious recruitment center for Muslims that were going to be, I guess, climbing the ladder.
Yeah, that's exactly what these mosques do. They just teach what is right out of Sharia, and then they find Muslims that are Sharia compliant. And then they put them to work, whether it's working with Muslim Brotherhood groups or, in some cases, going out and doing physical jihad.
So you're doing this on the heels of your father's foundation, you know, in terms of the time that he spent. And so he was regarded as a Muslim. So you come in. How long did it take for you to eventually get to CARE?
Started in 07 in the summer, and by spring of 08, I was actually working as an intern in the CARE office in Herndon, Virginia. And there's a reason that I had to move from CARE in Herndon, Virginia, CARE Maryland, Virginia, into D.C., and that's because CARE Maryland, Virginia had to close their offices down. Mm-hmm. And the reason they had to close their offices down is because they had an immigration attorney that they never vetted, and he never practiced law. He never passed the state bar exam, and yet he was taking money from Muslims, helping them with their immigration case. So me being there, that's the reason that we were able to uncover this fraud. CARE actually closed down their offices. They shut down bank accounts, shut down their emails, and they never reported this fraud to the police. They never reported it to the State Bar Association. And without me being there at just that right time, no one would have ever known why CARE closed those offices down.
So did that secure your position all the more with CARE because of your investigation into that?
Well, no. I mean, they certainly didn't know that I was an undercover researcher at the time. They just thought I was a college student.
I see. Okay.
To be there. And so they were actually continuing my internship by allowing me to move to D.C. because they had to abruptly close the offices that I was interning at in Maryland, Virginia.
So, Chris, as you're going through all this, you know, you've got your father's information in the background, and you're seeing this firsthand. And meanwhile, you're watching our government be so politically correct and just expose and make us more and more vulnerable. And the threat is no longer existential. You see the threat growing within the zip code near everybody.
Yeah, this is, look, any place, any state that has a CARE office or any Muslim Brotherhood group, there's a threat there. Any state that has an Islamic center that is affiliated with any of these groups is a threat. Any of these states that have an Islamic society has a threat, because an Islamic society of fill in the blank, whatever city you live in, if it says Islamic society, more than likely it's affiliated with the Islamic Society of North America, which the Holy Land Foundation identified as a Muslim Brotherhood group. So this is a serious problem.
And they're in every state of the union, aren't they?
There is their footprint in every state. Their footprint is somewhere in every state.
I mean, we have open FBI investigations in every state of the union. So that's why. So you would agree. I mean, in saying that their footprint is there, they may not have a facility, but I think it's a matter of time. The way things have been evolving here, that they would have a care facility in every state, right?
That's right. And it's not, it's actually worse than that, if it can get any worse, Bill. When I was there back in 2008, we came across documents that showed that CARE, Hamas, was working to influence Congress, specifically Judiciary, Intelligence, and Homeland Security committees. That was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they have done a phenomenal job of infiltrating and doing political influence operations within congressional offices. They've had Muslim Brotherhood people that have had top secret clearances that are part of Homeland Security Committee.
Exactly, right.
So this is just right according to all their plans.
Well, and this is reinforced by the investigation and the video from Trevor Loudon, Enemies Within, that supports exactly what you're saying here, Chris.
Yeah, look, these guys are incredibly organized, and they have been working generally unopposed. You know, our warfighting doctrine, our national security apparatus, has seen this war on one line of operation, which is kinetic jihad. So they have been pursuing guys that are doing physical jihad.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're not trained to identify political influence operations, media, intelligence gathering by the Muslim Brotherhood. They see this as total war, just like we saw the Cold War as total war.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence gathering, propaganda, media. We only see this as one war right now, and that's why we're losing.
Well, Chris, we've got to have you back, because there's so much yet to understand about this. And, of course, your book, Muslim Mafia, goes into more detail on all this. And I'm sure that many of our listeners will want to get their hands on your book, Muslim Mafia. Where can they get it?
UnderstandingTheThreat.com at our store.
There it is. It'll also be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Chris Gobbets, who posed as a Muslim convert, then as an intern with Hamas Organization Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, in Virginia in 2007, then invited to Hamas CARE leaders to work at their headquarters office in Washington, D.C. Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312. It started at bunco night. A little tickle my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, the season for the monster mash. Happy Halloween to you, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Tom Pyle is with us, the president of the American Energy Alliance, the Institute for Energy Research. Also helps to develop the AEA's free market policy positions and implement education efforts with respect to key energy stakeholders, including policymakers, federal agency representatives, industry leaders, consumer entities, and the media. Tom, you're rather busy these days, huh?
I can't keep up with the WikiLeaks.
Well, between if it's not WikiLeaks, then it's other things that our government is trying to do. I mean, this whole global warming issue, as you say, is turning into like the Salem witch trials. I mean, you're going to agree with me. If not, we have ways to convince you, right?
Yeah, and it's increasingly becoming basically anything that happens in the world is climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So therefore, they don't have to be responsible or be accountable for anything. And we're all to blame.
Well, it's pretty scary stuff, Tom, when you think, you know, Democrats, I mean, how unhinged they are becoming over this. They have bought into this doctrine totally to the point that one in four Democrats are in agreement that, hey, just prosecute those knuckleheads. We're going to force them into complying with global warming. And this jury-rigged, you know, climate science.
Yeah, I mean, it goes against really the fundamental principles and values that we have in this country, which is we are free to have disagreements about policy and about how to go about, you know, making our lives better. I mean, it's if you're using language like denier, heretic. You're using, you know, the power of the Attorney General's office to punish those who disagree with you. Where does that lead? I mean, it's certainly not American.
Well, it is pretty crazy when you've got a secret deal, and this seems to, you know, be consistent with the left, and that is that it always has to be in secret. It's some, you know, dark room, you know, things that we grew up thinking, you know, this is the potential direction and narrative for the political process and people in power. But they do this. Left-wing attorney generals have agreed to prosecute climate change deniers. And thank God it was challenged in court.
Yeah, it was. And I think that they overreached. Here's the reason why they do all this in secret. None of this stuff is about the climate or the environment. It's about money and power.
Right.
And that's why their agenda is unpopular. That's why they have to do the things that they do, because if they were to just have it out and have a flat out discussion about it, they wouldn't win. And they're using this issue as an organizing tool and an opportunity to reward their donors, to haul in cash and to help win elections.
Yeah.
This has become a money and power and organization thing. It has nothing to do with the environment.
Well, Tom, and they really have shot themselves in the foot because they started out with fallacious evidence. They forced the information to be prejudiced and to be presented in a way that fits their agenda. I mean, they started out with a conclusion without even examining the facts. And so this is what happens, is that you can convince yourself, but then you have to deal with reality. And the reality is people are going, I don't get it. You know, you're saying the sky is falling, and we're not getting any sky over here falling on us. And, you know, and all of a sudden we're bad people because somehow, you know, a piece of the sky didn't land on us.
Right. I mean, you know, this is eerily like the Salem witch trials.
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, you know, the company that they're targeting, they went after, ironically, Exxon is one of the more sort of responsible, if you will, in terms of they've been sort of studying and looking at this issue, and they've been very transparent about it, but yet they chose them because they're big and they're known, and they've been able to sort of paint them as this big evil, you know, oil company. It's all narrative for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing here that is based on any rule, any fact, any evidence. It's just fodder, PR, marketing, all that stuff.
Well, the thing that bothers me, Tom, about this whole situation is, and makes it rather disgusting, is Exxon. I mean, it's not like they have unlimited, you know, pockets of money that they can go ahead and deal with these kind of insidious attacks from these attorney generals. I mean, now all of a sudden they got to direct their guns and their resources to come up against some of this silliness instead of, you know, keeping their research dollars and their focus on things that are actually going to move the ball in a positive way that, God forbid, not be agenda-driven.
Well, that's right. And we, once again, end up losing.
Yes.
You know, the government has unlimited resources, our taxes.
Exactly.
And they pick these vendettas and these fights, these companies that, like you said, have to spend money. I'm grateful that they're defending themselves because some companies – will cut deals. Some companies are sort of part of the problem in that they're playing in this pay-to-play system that the government has set up. They have decided that they're going to fight, but we all end up paying, like you said, in lost opportunities for more research, or we end up paying more at the pump.
Yeah. Well, why should the people's money be abused like this? I mean, that's my big question. I mean, we already have, in a sense, kind of a microcosm situation amongst unions where, you know, the union faithful are saying, look, I don't want my money, my union dollars to be spent for political purposes or much less in that political direction. You know, I'm a Republican and you put all the money into the Democratic cause. How is that fair? And so
we
see it happening at the union level, and now we're starting to see it more and more on a at-large level with the voter politic having their, you know, their treasury compromised for a political interest. I mean, you know, this is a good deal if you can get it, I guess, huh?
That's right. And, you know, what it does is further evidence that our government is no longer working for us. They're working for their donors. They're working for themselves. And really, this is what the sort of the choice is in a week and a day. Next Tuesday, people are going to decide whether or not they want the status quo, or they want to bring someone to Washington who's going to, you know, drain the swamp, as Donald Trump has been saying recently on the campaign trail.
Well, even Nancy Pelosi talked about draining the swamp. I'm sure she wasn't considering herself part of the stuff that needed to be drained. But we'll see. You know, we'll see if America has the courage enough to really sincerely go after these issues that have gotten to the point to where attorney generals can prosecute people who have a differing view.
That's right. There was a time when the government worked at least in some measure on behalf of us, and that is increasingly seems out of reach these days.
Well, Tom, what can we do? I mean, okay, we've got the vote. Certainly, you know, in terms of what we can do immediately, thank God we don't have to wait 4 years from now. I mean, as you say, we got a week and a day to do something about it. Some 22 million people have already voted, many of them with that same idea is that, hey, I'm going to make sure my vote counts, and we've got to attack this insanity that continues to cycle around to the point where, you know, you've got left-wing attorney generals, you know, for the sake of politics, not good policy, as they say. You know, good policy makes for good politics, but it's not about good policy anymore. It's just about politics and rewarding, you know, the cronies that are associated with one party over another, isn't it?
That's right, and I think the answer is as much as this pains me to say, we have to stay involved after the election. We can't just go home, hold our hands, and wait for another 4 years.
Well, Tom, it shouldn't pain you, because that's the thing. You know, I think America, look at, for the last 8 years, has it been all a bunch of fun and frolic and what have you? There's been a lot of pain across the country. You can't have all these people relying on food stamps and relying on the government to be happy, because at the end of the day, I still feel that they have a heart to want to, you know, dream big dreams and to realize their passion, and they're not, you know, being at the governmental trough stifles all that, as you know. Tom Pyle, president of the Institute for Energy Research and the American Energy Alliance. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez.
Absolutely.
We're live.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As a company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is the leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed. But I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you along with us as we continue to join the good fight together to get this country back on track and to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, can we talk cataracts? You know your cataract IQ, by the way. Let's talk cataracts. It's a natural part of aging, and it cannot be prevented. However, cataracts affect more than 20.5 million Americans over the age of 40. Now, many people still remain uninformed about cataracts and treatment options. In fact, according to a survey conducted by Alcon earlier this year, of approximately 1,000 adults 60 and over who have been diagnosed with cataracts but not treated, only 25% of respondents said they have a full understanding of the condition. Well, in honor of National Sight Week, Alcon, the global leader in eye care and a division of Novartis, is working with Dr. Terry Kim on Know Your Cataract IQ. And guess who we have with us right now? The one, the only, Dr. Terry Kim, professor of ophthalmology at Duke University Eye Center. Dr. Kim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here with us to talk about this issue. I mean, those numbers are quite astounding, that only 25% said they had a full understanding of this condition. So here you are. You're front and center. Help us understand about, first of all, what the Cataract IQ campaign is all about.
Sure, Bill. The Cataract IQ is a campaign designed to help increase the awareness about the importance of understanding the basics of cataracts and encouraging our patients to ask their eye doctor about treatment options. As you alluded to earlier, the stats speak for themselves. I don't think many of our patients out there are aware of the influence on their vision of these cataracts. So encourage them, if they have any visual complaints, to come in and ask these questions so they can get the answers.
Now, this is National Sight Week, so explain, obviously, a focus, a target to raise awareness. That's what these weeks are for, right?
That's right. National Sight Week is actually October 24th through 28th this year. And it was actually launched by the American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery Foundation, or the ASCRS for short. And it was really an effort to encourage surgeons to contribute charitable cataract surgeries in their community. So it goes to a really good cause.
Well, that's great. Well, exactly what are cataracts, Dr. Kim?
Well, cataract is when the lens inside the eye gets cloudy over time. And this is something, as you alluded to, that happens very frequently in patients, and it affects their quality of life, and it affects their vision as well. Some of the symptoms that patients can experience is cloudy vision, difficulty seeing at night, sensitivity to light, halos around lights, changes in the prescription or in their glasses or contacts, the fading of colors, and even double vision in one eye. So these are all symptoms that can present and lead to the diagnosis of a cataract. So if you have any of these, ask your eye care provider if cataracts are something that they have, and ask about the treatment options that are available for this.
Well, we understand treatment options have advanced, and maybe it's been a while since people have heard about it. So what are the treatment options that can correct both cataracts and astigmatism?
Well, the answer in short is cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. There is no medical treatment for the treatment of cataracts. It's basically a surgical procedure, but it's one of the most commonly performed and one of the most successful procedures out there. As you alluded to, in terms of statistics, a lot of people have cataracts, and currently now it's the most commonly performed surgery in this country, which constitutes for about over 3 million cataract removals in this country per year.
Well, like you say, the success rate with these treatments has been extremely positive, hasn't it?
It has, and it basically involves a procedure where you remove that cataract out of the eye and replace it with an intraocular lens implant. Something that's very safe and effective procedure, and that implants last a lifetime. And there are a lot of choices in terms of what type of implant to put in. If you want to just aim for distance vision, if you want to aim for distance and near vision, because a lot of folks don't realize they also have astigmatism, mm-hmm. and they don't know that they can actually correct their astigmatism as well as the cataract in one procedure.
Can you imagine, I mean, what happens? I mean, they go in thinking, I'm going to take care of one problem, and then they get two for the price of one, so to speak. It's like, whoa, what an incredible difference it is for them to be able to see without an astigmatism.
Well, it is. I mean, if you think about anyone going to see their eye doctor, many patients don't realize they even have astigmatism, but this is something that's frequently put into their glasses or contact prescription.
Right.
And if you don't treat the astigmatism, even though you remove the cataract, you may still have blurry vision. So there are a lot of great options in terms of the lenses that we put in that help reduce that astigmatism to improve the quality of vision so patients can be less dependent on their glasses after cataract surgery.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Dr. Kim, let's talk a little bit about the Alcon survey that was fielded earlier this year. What were some of the key findings?
Well, you alluded to one of them. This is one that was conducted earlier in 2016, fielded by YouGov, Y-O-U-G-O-V. It was 1,000 adults that were aged 60 or over who had been diagnosed but not yet treated for cataract. And it showed that while millions of adults in this country over this age have cataracts, a very small percentage in this survey, particularly 25% of respondents, said they had a full understanding of the condition. So very small number. Mm-hmm. And additionally, while cataracts are not preventable, nearly 45% of respondents did not know if they were or not. So there's a lot of education that could be obtained out there to help improve the awareness, have these patients come in to get their vision corrected. I think vision is something that patients will many times take for granted. You don't realize you lose it. And it's, unfortunately, with cataracts, I mean, it is a gradual process. Usually, patients don't know that their vision is slowly fading until sometimes to the point where their vision is really bad. And we want to prevent that. We want to get the patients in early so they can get their better vision and enjoy a better quality of life earlier.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Kim, because I think that's what we do. And when it comes to our health, is that it kind of, things like this kind of gradually creep up on us. We notice it a little bit. We make some adjustment. We make an accommodation, and then before you know it, we find ourselves suffering at this point needlessly and living a compromised life, especially when it's not it's not necessary, right?
Exactly. And if you look at another survey that was done, and this was, again, 1,000 randomly selected AARP members, 95% of these cataract survey patients in this country experienced improvements in their vision. So with the success rates that we're having for this procedure, it behooves the patient to go into their eye care provider at least to see if they have cataracts, and that may be one of the reasons why their vision is not as good as it can be, and let the patients realize that there's a very simple, straightforward solution to them that can change their quality of life.
Well, in honor of National Sight Week, which has been taking place this week, October 24th through the 28th, Alcon, the global leader in eye care and a division of Novartis, has been working with Dr. Terry Kim on Know Your Cataract IQ. It's a campaign to help raise awareness about the importance of understanding cataracts and your treatment options. National Sight Week was launched by the American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery Foundation, I should say, in an effort to encourage surgeons to contribute charitable cataract surgeries in their community. Now, Alcon is joining in to support the week by helping to raise awareness about the importance of understanding the basics of cataracts and encouraging adults to ask their eye doctor about treatment options. And Dr. Terry Kim, we're so grateful that you're able to come on and talk about this, raise the awareness. Now, where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, I encourage everyone to go to www.cataractiq.com, and that's cataract EYEQ.com, and take the cataract eye quiz that's on there. It's only 10 questions. I did it myself, and I think people will be surprised at the information that you'll get from the quiz, and hopefully prompt them to contact their local eye care provider. And in honor of National Sight Week, I think it's a great opportunity to go in and get your eyes checked.
Well, Dr. Terry Kim, I've got to go because I've got to go take this IQ test myself right now. And I want to thank you very much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an
an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.